still plenty of time to leave a Hill Note on any topic, whether it is something that we have discussed or something that we have not. And you can do that on the Odyssey app. You will see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner and leave a voice note. And we'll play the best ones back coming up next hour at about 9:20. We should open up the window world of Boston WEEI weather window on what I guess is the final day of this little mini heat wave we've had here. Curtis, if you could poke your head outside and give us the forecast.
All right. It already feels like 86 in Boston. It is a hot one out there. It's going to be up to 92, real feel in the mid-90s. But tomorrow it is going to cool off significantly, going to be cloudy skies with highs of 78 in the city of Boston. Friday morning at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, looking, could be dodging some raindrops and highs are in temperature in the upper 60s on Friday morning.
Yeah, we're doing a Flex Friday show back at the Tipsy Seagull, which is a great place on the water in Fall River. Cannot wait to see all of you. Place was jammed last year when we did it, so I'm hoping that you're all coming out on Friday morning, hang out with us. And then Saturday they do a really incredible annual charity event, and they all get in their really fast boats and do a poker run all around that area and over in Newport and Jamestown. And that event this year benefits the Greg Hill Foundation. And so thanks to those guys down there for that. And can't wait for that on Saturday as well, although I will not be going in the boat on Saturday. Tried that last year, terrified me. So I will be watching from the shore, waving hello. Hello, sailor.
That's smart.
And
we all got our fix of that, and yeah. I think we're good.
Oh, Wiggy will never, I don't think, ever go on a boat like that.
No, hell no.
You guys did. How fast did you go on that thing?
Like 130?
Yeah. 130 yeah. miles per hour.
Honestly,
or
doing
nautical miles per hour, whatever it is. Knots.
Doing that was faster, but not as scary as the boat we took after to Newport. I was more scared because that was more open. Like we were sitting and ours was kind of covered on the top.
Oh, it Mike's boat when we went to lunch
was
that was the day before, right?
That was on Friday. Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
And that scared me.
I am boating today. I'm a passenger. I like the party boats. What do they call those things? The
tiki boats, if you will, on the lake.
The pontoon, as Chris said. That's more my
The space. Ones at Lake Winnipesaukee.
Yeah, yep. I like those.
Nice and slow.
I don't need to be going, 130 miles
an hour. Anchor me right around the sandbar.
Yeah.
And we ain't even got to go nowhere.
Anchor the boat or anchor you?
The boat and me. Okay. Anchor me right there. We ain't got to go anywhere. We can enjoy it right there.
You've really become a lake guy. It took was one trip to Winnipesaukee, and you're a lake guy.
Well, because the sandbar thing is so cool. Like, and you can't do that in the ocean. People say you can, but I've never seen it. Where?
You can. There are sandbars in the ocean. There are.
Miami.
Nantucket.
Yeah.
Miami has a great sandbar.
That you can pack a bunch of boats around it.
Oh, well, not boats, but you can go swim at. Like, you can go stand out there, float out there.
No, I'm talking about.
But you weren't even on a boat. You were just on the sandbar. You were enjoying
your time. Right, but there was, like, you could have, like, 40, 50 boats around this sandbar chilling. Going from different boats. Like,
I believe
you can't
Greg's friends used to do a big 4th of July party down the Cape at a sandbar, right?
Yeah,
with all their boats.
Like an island.
Yeah.
That's more of an island.
That's
than
an
sandbar,
island, though. It's not a sandbar.
Well, right, because there's tides in the ocean. The sandbar goes away and comes back.
Yeah. See, so you can like literally just all day long just be out there chilling and having a great
time. Some could say an island is just a massive sandbar.
I don't know if anybody would say that or not. Yeah.
Some could.
Not quite.
Scheim had that as a lead last week, I think.
I did, thanks,
All right, let's get to the Curtis Camp query of the day. Curtis?
All right, so offense is on my mind. I am very interested to see what Josh McDaniels does. Quick statistical breakdown of the Patriots since the GOAT left. The only offensive season that was halfway decent was 2021. They averaged 27.2 points per game. Last year, they averaged 17. In 2023, they averaged less than 14. If the Patriots are successful on offense this year, why will it be? And if they fail, who will you blame? Two-sided. Do you believe the Patriots can get back to the Mac Jones season? just answering the question first before everybody, I believe if they are not better than 27 points a game the 2021 Patriots season, it is a failure. And if they do not, I will not blame Josh McDaniels. I will blame Drake May.
I think that I would blame, I'd be more likely to put the blame on Drake May than I would on Josh McDaniels. Although I would ask Wiggy this, how similar do you think this offense will be to that, you know, Josh McDaniels, like that offense that is his offense with Mac Jones?
I think it'll be very similar with the nuances or the kind of like add-ons will be the ability that Drake May has to run the football.
Right.
So you'll add in the RPOs. You didn't really do that with Mac Jones. You'll have the ability for Drake May some design run plays. You put him maybe more on the move because of his athletic ability. So I think it's still going to be the same offense, you know, the same offensive foundation that I was in, that Brady was in, that Mac Jones was in, just with a little bit different of a sprinkle because
you're
of
not
some, Drake
you're not
May.
One who goes into a complete panic if they're actually designing runs for their quarterback.
No.
Like, God forbid you do that.
Utilize that.
Yeah, but Drake has said he doesn't want to rush as much as he did last year.
And I would say, listen, we're not going to rush you a ton, but we're going to utilize your skill set.
I will also say, Curtis, I think a step towards a successful season next year, you have to have a receiver that has over 1,000 yards. The last receiver that we had that recorded 1,000 yard was Julian Edelman, 2019. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a drought that's insane. If you look at the last 6 years and you don't have a single receiver on the Patriots that has reached that, that's the first step.
So I would.
So you would say maybe Steph Diggs would be the reason they're successful this year, if he could do that.
If they're successful this year, it's because of Drake May offensively. And if they're not, it's going to be because of Drake May. Right? When you look
You know, Shine might blame the offensive line. He might put it on Moses.
Well, I think Shine would lean more towards it being Josh McDaniels' fault if they're not successful.
Well, I think it has to. It depends how it looks, Greg. Like, you can't just. It's hard to prognosticate exactly how the offensive season's going to go, because I think asking for 27 points a game means you're asking for them to be a top 10 offense in football, which I think is a very big ask. Like, I would like to be inside of the top half. So you have to be 15th or better in terms of total offense. Like, that to me is a successful offensive season. If you're not, then yeah, there's a lot of questions about Drake May. I don't disagree with that.
I mean, look at 2021 in this season. At every position outside of right tackle, center, and guard, they're better. They're as good or better at tight end. They're as good or better at running back. They're much better at receiver. And they, according to Shime, should be exponentially better at the most important position, quarterback.
Yeah, but you also have to look back at that 21 team and remember that they had a top, like, three defense in all of football, Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right, they, so those will be mitigated.
A lot of that points number was inflated because they had, what, 250-point games against dogwater teams?
Right. The most important position was occupied by someone you believe to be a moron.
Correct. And he sucked, and he proved that.
Well, okay, so if you can do that, maybe the defense doesn't have to be top three. Maybe the defense can just be top 10, and you have a quarterback that's actually good that can balance that out and get you back to 27.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, Shime's talking about the defense being responsible for a lot of those points in Mac Jones' season.
Yeah, that's the defense helped a ton.
That's what you're arguing.
I think they were number two in the league in turnovers that year. Like, that defense was insanely talented.
Right,
insanely
and good. I could
it put you in positions to score points really fast and really easily.
I could see the points theory, right? I could see what Shime's saying. Based on points, are you getting short fields? Are some of those points coming off of pick sixes or those type of things? I could see what Shime's saying.
But look at all the money they invested in their defense this offseason. The defense should be a top 10 defense.
Yeah, the defense should be good. Your offense should look like the thing about the offense in 2021, and, you know, and whether you were a Mac Jones fan or you weren't, I wasn't a Mac Jones fan, the offense, for the most part, looked capable. It looked like a real offense. It wasn't this high-flying offense that scored a ton of points where you're like, okay, this is why they score points, because Mac is throwing the ball all over the field. He did a good job. He was a guy that, you know, made the right decisions. They ran the ball well. And so when you look at this year's team, I think they're going to put more on Drake May's plate. And they're going to, so when it, the success is going to come offensively for what Drake May is able to do or not do. And if he's not able to go out there and elevate, make plays, then we're going to put it on Drake May. If he's able to go out there and make plays, then we're obviously going to give him the credit. So I think it squarely falls on the shoulders of Drake May when it comes to the success of this team offensively.
I just am curious about the Pats fan and their patience with McDaniels and allowing this offense to develop with Drake May this year, because I believe them to be a playoff team. The Dolphins just lost one of their corners in an already sort of a weak position point. They just got a guy out for the season, according to Rap Sheet this morning.
Kohu.
The division is ripe for the taking, and I think the Patriots are more talented than the Dolphins and more talented than the Jets. I don't think they're more talented than the Bills.
Right.
But I do love the fact that you have Steph Diggs going up against his old team twice. He seems like a guy that rises to those occasions. The excuses should not be there. The defense should be much better. And it has Vrabel and all the guys they brought in. And the offense should have a second-year jump from Drake May with McDaniels and Steph Diggs, not to mention one of the guys, whether it's Pop Douglas or the shoeless guy, who knows. You have Hunter Henry back at tight end. Like, they should be good.
Also, you'll find out if the philosophy, and it must have been Elliott Wolf's or Robert Kraft's, because it wasn't Jerod Mayo's, but the philosophy of letting Drake May sit for a good part of that season, that should pay off this year if that was the right way to do it, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but I'm always under the impression the more real snaps you get.
No, I understand that. And that's what Jerod Mayo wanted, clearly, because he said it on this show. But, whoever was driving that internally, if they are correct, then that should work in Drake May's favor.
Yeah, if they believe in the theory that they're pushing, where it's like, oh, we're not going to rush this guy in.
Yeah.
But I'm not one that believes in that theory. I'm one that believes in, I want to see my guy go out there and either he can sink or he can swim. And if it looks like he can swim, then we can build off of that, right? Then we get a good offensive coordinator in here like Josh McDaniels. This team, when you look at this Patriots football team this year, I still think Buffalo is the leader in the division. Obviously, because of Josh Allen. They don't have that legit number one, but Josh Allen has enough talent to elevate everybody and get guys involved in that passing game. If you're not successful, then Drake May hasn't been able to make that jump and turn the corner. We're going to be questioning him, and then we're going to be questioning Mike Vrabel and his coaching approach. Because if you're losing games, well, what's going on defensively? On paper, you should be good, but if defensively you're not doing, Mike, what's going on with the defense here you're coaching? Do we got to change the coordinator? Is it the game plan? What's going on?
So in that order, you're going to question Drake May first, and then you're going to question Mike Vrabel. Josh McDaniels is really third to answer Curtis's question.
Yeah.
This is Robbie in the car. Robbie, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey. First time, long time.
Thank you.
I'm just curious, like, if Curtis thinks that even if the Pats have, like, 22 points per game average, but have 11 wins because we control the ball and have a really good defense, would you still blame people in that? And then I'll hang up and listen. Yeah.
No, I mean, if you win 11 games, I don't think there'll be a lot of negativity going around. There's obviously, that means that Drake May wasn't losing you games. He wasn't throwing back-breaking picks or doing dumb things with the football.
Which is probably the most important thing, right?
Like, of course.
At the end of the day, it comes down, to be honest, the best stat for Drake May this season is going to be touchdowns to interceptions. Because if he throws 20 touchdowns but only throws 7 picks and you win 10 or 11 games, everybody's going to be fine. But if, and again, to the opposite side, like if he throws 40 touchdowns and 12 picks, but you only won 7 games, people are still going to be unhappy because you didn't win more games.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big stat for anybody is wins. and he won one game last year. So if he wins 11 this year, I don't care if they do it running the ball every play.
They're not going to win 11 games this year.
I bet it's more likely they win 11 than Shime saying less than six.
But I see, Shime,
I never said less than six. Man, we keep going lower and lower, guys.
I think nine is a very fair number.
Yeah, nine is
to expect. Yeah. I think it's fair to expect nine.
You have settled it on Greg's fence very well. I mean, Ordway's fence. Yeah.
If they do what you said, Chime, and you said Drake May's thrown, 40 touchdowns and 11 interceptions, 12 interceptions? Is that what you said?
Yeah, and they're like a below 500 team.
And then I think he's looked more like Justin Herbert, where it's not Drake May, it could be the coach.
Well, yeah, so Wiggy, I think your analysis of the people you're going to look at first is correct. Like it's going to go Drake May, Mike Vrabel, then Josh McDaniels, because if May is playing really good but they're still losing games, clearly the defense is bad. Like if you go out and you lose 30-27 to the Raiders in week one, that's probably not because if you score 27 points, it's not because Drake May is playing poorly. It's because the defense is bad.
He becomes Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
With the Chargers, puts up the good numbers. And you're like, what's going on? And then you're like, well, he doesn't have the right coach. Then he gets the coach and Jim Harbaugh, and look how it changes.
But minus Steph Diggs, does Drake May have the right weapons to be able to do that? I mean, depending on who ends up being in that wide receiver room.
To me, it's more the offensive line than it is like the weapons. Like, it's just, if they give him 5 seconds, then yeah, he should be able to complete passes to Pop Douglas, Kyle Williams, Stephon Diggs, Hunter Henry, you name, or run himself. Like, but if he's getting, you know, bull rushed by Max Crosby on every single play in week one, there's you could do.
Because you think about Justin Herbert, when he's had some of those pretty decent seasons.
What if they signed the tickler, put him on the offensive line to scare defenders?
Yeah, they could do that. He didn't have like his weapons were good, but they weren't like elite. He had Keenan Allen, who was a little bit older, Mike Williams, who was up and down. Who else did the Chargers have? They have
Quentin Johnston, who can't catch a football.
Right, so Justin Herbert, when you look at his numbers, he never had like that legit guy, so I think Drake May can kind of be in that type of statistical world and the team not do well, where you go, oh, we have the quarterback, but what's the other pieces?
Curtis, good one today.
Thank you.
Curtis, camp query of the day. And coming up, Hill Notes at 9:20. Leave one now. We'll be right back.